Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap it loud.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, we got Cam.
Parsley.
It sounds like he just talked to T.I. and got a new word or something. Like,
hey, man. What? I don't want to do this.
Partially.
Possibly.
Yo, man. This is just ridiculous, B.
Okay. All right, man. I'm crying. All
partially.
Right. Hey, come on, man. that's my type of comedy. I don't care what nobody say.
Partially.
We got parsley.
Partially what?
Oh, man. Oh, we got a man. You in the building?
What's up, man?
First and foremost, that's great, man. We have this thing where we say words in that tone of voice. And it's just funny. I don't know why it's funny. Emmanuel be hating. He know it's funny. But welcome back to another episode. Mike Mendez isn't here at the moment. He'll be back next week. We want to say, first and foremost, if you haven't signed up for the wait list for the trip, please go do so. The link is in the bio in all of our Instagram bios and on the last video to make sure you sign up for the wait list, because we got a little something special for the people on the wait list that's coming this week. So make sure you tap in with that. All right, so don't be saying, oh, you know, I wasn't on the wait list. Go get on it. All right. Also,
he'll be talking to you like a child the whole trip.
Yeah, oh yeah, whole trip. Sit down.
Get
parsley.
Parsley.
So like, are you saying parsley?
Yeah, parsley.
Parsley. I thought you were saying partially.
It could be that too, parsley. But parsley.
Parsley.
But also, lemon peppers are back in stock, so go get you the lemon peppers right now. Check those out. Little cucumbers are coming later this week, so hope you're ready for that. And a quick side note before we jump into House of Dragon, I just want to say me and Cam partially talked about it on Boss Talk, but I want to say that investing in the Tesla was the best thing of my life. I charged up. We went to shoot on Friday, and I charged up. I was at 199 miles, something like that, 190 somewhere in there, and we plugged up at our friend's spot. They had like a couple of, it wasn't a Tesla supercharger, but just like regular electric car charger. Parking deck charger. So I plugged up, we shot for like 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours. I came back, I was back on full at 273 miles, and it cost me like $2.80.
God damn.
That alone.
I was like,
that alone.
Absolutely.
In the world we live in right now.
That alone shit. And then make people go electric.
Then at the regular supercharger station, like what last time I went, I was at like 40 miles and I charged up and it took like 30 minutes. But I charged up to 273 and it was like $18. So I was like, I'll do that.
The next step is.
You know what I did the other day? I literally siphoned gas out of somebody's car using my mouth and filtered it into my car. God damn it. That's what life is like.
The next step for electric is just to make it as quick as pumping gas is.
Yeah. I think for all electric. Yeah.
So like you just pull up, boom, put it in.
And when they do that, it's that's a
that's the only thing you're not, it's time. It's
but
the
it's not even,
time.
It's like 25 Well,
most of the time when they charge, people say they go and do something. Like they'll go to a shopping plaza, charge up while they're doing their shopping. Like they do something with the charger.
I went grocery shopping when I did it last time. Okay.
So you're doing something while you're waiting.
Or you can watch Netflix or whatever. I mean, you just chill and just do something.
Do you think that all electric is essentially the future, or is it still hybrid or something?
I think
it's going to be a hybrid because everywhere ain't going to have the infrastructure for electric for a while. Right. But
yeah, in LA,
it's definitely the future.
LA electric makes sense.
Right.
LA, maybe Atlanta.
Where you
so
really got to
really
drive.
Major metropolitan.
No, I think where you actually driving. Like if you commute to work is a mile, and everywhere around you is a mile, you don't need electric because it's like you're gonna spend all this money and you ain't really even using it. But in LA, where you gotta is everything spread out.
Right.
It's worth it because you're gonna be spending money on gas
for sure. Okay. I don't know by year 2030 or wherever.
2035.
It's supposed to be all electric in Los Angeles or other places too. I think other places are implemented, but I know California is supposed to be all electric. But
electric, huh?
That was like a. We'll until everything shuts
remember
down.
Elon Musk had a whole tunnels he was supposed to be building under the city.
He needed for the Olympics.
He definitely needed before the Olympics. I think that's 2028.
I pretty much guarantee you that's not going to happen.
The Olympics? Oh, you're talking about the tunnel.
His tunnels.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, it's probably not going to happen. All right, listen, spoiler alert. All right, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert.
That's your fault.
It's somebody
people
that's
got look, work. You know
look,
what I'm saying?
It's somebody that's on their deathbed right now. They looked up and said, "Come on, man, I'm trying."
If you on your deathbed looking at this, you can look at House of Dragons. What you talking about? That don't make sense.
Maybe they not
that
worried
is
about
true,
that.
Though.
That is
like,
true.
Why are you talking about?
What you mean?
Oh, I don't want to be scrolling where they gonna spoil it while you on your deathbed.
While you're on your deathbed.
Any other show, I would say, all right, but this is like the biggest show. Like, you know everyone gonna be talking about it the next day.
That's
if
true.
You don't want spoilers, then
it was
on you.
It was like Dave Chappelle in high school.
Yeah, it's on you.
I feel you, though. Like, people want to talk about the shit, man.
Yeah. So, let's talk about it. The season finale was last night. It did what it needed to do. I think the latter half of the episode was better.
Can we talk about you want to talk about the season as a whole?
Yeah, we talk about the season as a whole.
Okay.
I feel like this first season was better than Game of Thrones first season, to me.
Yes, I agree.
Just to me.
Because, you know, it was a little slow. yeah. the first season of Game of Thrones. But it's understandable. They had to set up a lot.
Yeah.
This, they set up a lot, but they know, you know what's to expect in this type of world. So we can get to it.
I just want war.
I'm a little on the fence. If I was on board with this is better than Game of Thrones, but maybe after watching.
Well, I can't say the whole show.
I'm saying first season. And I just know after the first season in Game of Thrones, it took me a while to get into it. But then by the end of it, I was like hyped.
By the end of the first season.
The first season of the original Game of Thrones. I was hyped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
This one, I'm hyped for it too, but I don't know if it's the same level. I'm not sure. I'm appreciate the drama and everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I thought it was an amazing ending too. The biggest thing from the season that I'm a little disappointed in is that they killed off all the black people pretty much.
No, there's a lot of black people left.
Ain't a lot of black people.
There's a couple left.
It's three of them. It's the guy and his two granddaughters. And they have.
Hey, listen. First off, you're being ungrateful. You're asking for too much.
There's more black people.
They ain't showing no.
It's the black dude that's with Allison's side.
Yeah.
It's him that's in the king's chamber that be advising. He black. He came with the hand in the last episode.
Oh, the one. Let's remove his body. And then they were like, no. And he had to sit his ass back down.
No.
You talking about they slammed the dude's face?
Yeah,
down
yeah.
And
but
he
it was
died?
A black dude. Yeah, the not, black no, dude. No. But not, they didn't kill the black dude.
No, no. I'm saying he was the one that was like, should we remove the body?
I can't remember his lines, but yeah, him.
Yeah, because you can't remember him, so he doesn't count. He doesn't count.
He do count.
No.
He there.
He counts.
And he dark skinned.
And what he doing in there? If I was in there, I would have been like, man, these white people are fucking crazy. I need to get back to Africa.
I don't know if they understand that they're different.
Like, this is not the place for me. No. Hell no.
But I would say also I think the writers did really well with like you knew where it was going, but they didn't make it so like on the nose. Like I felt like they did it in a way like I didn't know, you know, a dragon was gonna eat my man. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was gonna be something else. Like I think they did a good job.
You talking about her son?
Yeah. Luke was done.
You didn't have a feeling by the time she was kissing him goodbye? That's when I started thinking, oh,
I didn't know he was gonna. I thought something else was gonna happen.
Especially by the time when he showed up in the. That big ass dragon was there.
I knew something was gonna happen with him, but I didn't know he was gonna get killed.
Yeah, I know.
I did not know he was gonna get killed.
I thought something
gonna happen that like it ain't gonna go as easily as she's saying, because they was doing that the whole. It started off the episode started off with him saying I'm scared, and she like I'm not perfect, and I was scared too.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna have to fight. I thought he got to square up. I thought that might happen, and he might get injured or something like that. But yeah, no, he got hurt.
Well, since we got swallowed. The cool thing about that is, like, you can be all cool, calm, and collected and try to, you know, keep the peace and make sure you're doing this strategically. But as soon as your child get killed, that's it. It's war now.
And it's because I've already, like, kind of let y'all off the hook. Like, I ain't go off. I tried to chill. But then, like, now your son done killed my son. We already wasn't really on the same terms. Now, I don't give a fuck.
That's the final straw. One was, you ain't tell me my dad first died. Yeah. That's one strike.
Yeah.
Two, you just took my rightful seat on the Iron Throne.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
Mm-hmm.
Now you done killed my son? Nah, we scrapping now. Yeah. Now I don't give a fuck.
Accident or not, don't matter. Because you shouldn't have been chasing after him.
It don't matter.
I don't know. Like, whose side do you really feel? Like, as the overall season, do you feel like you were pulling for what's her name again? The
Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyra the whole time,
or Allison?
I'm pulling because all those Targaryens, they're bred to just do this, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like by the time I got to the end of it, I'd be like, why am I really rooting for her to be on the Iron Throne?
Because it was just her rightful place. Like, you don't like thieves. Like, people that's conniving and all that. Like, they've been conniving since the beginning, her dad at least. That's why Allison's even queen. So it's like, you don't like people that be doing that sneaky stuff. And especially when the dad said, this is my queen.
They've been plotting.
So they've been plotting since then. And as soon as he died, they take advantage of it. Like, you do this stuff when someone die, like, that's shiesty.
The writers did a good job.
Why do we want that? Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, the writers, they did a good job of, like, setting her up from the beginning, with, you know, as a child. Like, it was like they set it up to where she didn't really want the power. But then as, you know, as corruption and stuff started going on, she started to come into her own and like, all right, now, no, I do want this. And so you're like, all right, yeah, she deserved this. And so then when this whole thing happens and, you know, they make somebody else the king and all this
you
stuff.
You feel like they done wrong.
Yeah, I feel like they done wrong. So I'm just like, all
but right. This is what I'm saying. Why do we, or mm-hmm. we can even put us in the shoes of the common people at that time.
Yeah.
All those people that pretty much died when that dragon bust in and that girl's supposed to be on the good side. Yes. I'm pretty sure there was just a cool shoemaker there just chilling in his town.
We can't do that
and
because
the dragon bust in.
Listen, we can't do that because the Avengers have killed millions.
The Avengers have not killed millions.
There's no way those people survive. That shit
they
lies.
They killed millions.
Now, all the female city. Avengers have killed the Marvel fan base, but outside of that,
that's funny.
No.
But yeah.
But what I'm saying is, why do we care about succession when don't you just want who's best for the people, right? And it turns out all these Targaryens are just terrible people. It doesn't matter. Why do they care if she, the succession, she was born from a king.
Yeah.
Well, you're a terrible king. The guy they're about to put in place.
He's a terrible king.
The young dude.
Yeah, Aemon.
Aegon. Aegon, I mean, he got kids running off. I mean, he's Future.
Yeah.
His Future.
Yeah.
It's like if we said, let's make
kids.
Future.
He got the whatchamacallit pregnant.
He got kids running around everywhere. You remember they went to go look for him?
Oh, yeah, fighting,
the kids were fighting, and they saw a little blonde-headed boy, and he was like, yeah, that's one of many. He got kids running all over the city.
But I think that's going to be like either the grandfather or the father of Jon Snow or something. I think Jon Snow come from Aegon, right?
Well, there's like 10 different Aegons, so I think we only on the second Aegon or third Aegon.
His rap name is Aegon the Future.
Aegon the Future. Oh, okay. He out here doing drugs, waking up in the morning like, "Mom, what you want?"
Explain why, because he was running from his responsibility. He never felt like the king wanted him to be there.
Or loved him.
So remember when Allison came and got him, and he was like, "Did he even love me or something?" And she was like, he asked her, do you love me? She's like, are you an idiot?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So now that he feels the power and knows that the king wanted him to be that's
right.
What they telling him.
That's what they
want to be. Now he's stepping into, I want to be king. He didn't want it before. That's why
he
was rebelling.
Because he threw a sword up at the end there?
That's,
the whole walk, he didn't want to be king.
I know. And then he thought about it. Once they cheered, praise.
It was the ride.
And so that's how we choose our leaders.
It was the
praise
ride.
Praise him enough.
It was the ride.
It
was the ride where he first, the switch flipped. And then that confirmed it when everyone accepted him.
Because
he was like, all right, okay, I'm going to do it now. But he was still insecure. Like, will they accept me? And then when they cheered, all right, fuck it.
Look,
I'm going to take it now.
Listen, it ain't mask off, it's shields off.
Not every leader just gonna step into wanting to be leader. It's almost even like Lord of the Rings series. Remember the king, the elf was trying to get him to like, you need to be the king. He like, no, I don't want it. And then he came back, boring series.
I'm just saying.
He came back.
Generations of this same family causing horrific things for all of this town oh my God.
But
man.
You gotta also think about
the goddamn king on lean.
The best leaders come from That's people when they weren't the best people. Like look at Malcolm X. He wasn't as red, he wasn't a good person, but that led him to become this great leader.
He became
Michael Jordan. He was never a great person. That led him to become a leader and a great player.
No, but what I'm telling you is that all of their leaders are terrible.
It's yet to be seen.
I'm saying they more like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a basketball player that kind of just failed.
I mean,
him.
Yeah, him.
You know what I'm saying? That guy. You know what I'm saying?
That bigger. But I'm excited I got to wait till 2024, but I'm excited.
Here's my thing though, like with Buddy who killed Luke.
Yeah,
he know. Now I was like, is he gonna fess up?
Who's Luke again?
Luke is the little boy that got killed.
He got eight.
Yeah,
the brother. That's his layman name. Mm-hmm. His real name is Lucerys.
Yeah.
So
it was a quick death though. That was good.
A terrible death. But the dude that killed him, I always forget his name with the one eye.
Yeah.
He know now.
His name is Punchable Face.
Now he got it. Now he, either way,
because
he didn't mean to do it. He was trying to like bully and scare him. You could tell he was like, "Oh shit, I'm fucked up. This is an accident.
It's game time."
But he know. It's war now. Yeah. No, like it's done.
He's
killed
a psychopath,
and now is
man.
He going? I'm interested. Is he going? You know, come clean with it, or is he going to try to hide it?
That is one of the big questions.
Because it's like they know if he come to his mom and say, "I accidentally killed Luke." Prepare for war.
Because how do you think the news got bad? You think news got bad? Is that Luke just didn't return, and that's why she mad? Or did do?
It could that's be the that. Only one thing I found confusing at the end. They shot it weird because he just what's his name? Just walks in. The uncle just walks in the room
Damon.
And tells the queen. Yeah. Damon. Yeah.
But
and
we
it's
don't know
like,
how
where
much,
did he get that information?
We don't know how much time has passed.
Yeah,
but it also could have been because you know it's all weird about that. They sent a carrier pigeon, but it's like someone from the castle may have seen, like, all right, he took off after him. You know, you
ain't
never know.
Him,
dragons are big. It may be something you can see from them. Like, God damn, I still can see you.
I don't know, man.
But
it was raining pretty
hard.
It was dark. They were
care.
Over the ocean.
Because the intent of that scene got across. We about to go to war, which we knew was inevitable. So let's do this shit.
I'll give it to her on her acting on that part because she did, it was all face. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah. I'm excited. Like this is what we've been waiting for this whole season.
And as soon as she turned around, like, fuck, they about to cut it off. It's about to go off. Boom. Come on, man.
You knew it was coming.
I can watch the next season next week.
You knew it was coming.
There was a couple.
Gotta wait a good year.
There was an episode, and there was a point I want to bring up, but there was an episode where I think it was like the last of the king. Like the king had a dinner.
Yeah.
With his whole family.
Dude.
Remember where he had the mask on still?
Oh, yeah,
The Last Supper. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. He was trying to tell everybody get along. And he's having this argument. People are arguing at the table, saying shit, da da da. All this stuff is going on. And by the end of it, the king goes, "Enough. Now, band, play some music." And I'm the whole time, I'm like, the band is in the room the whole time? I'm like, the band is in the room the whole time. I started thinking in my head, can you imagine being in the band back then just thinking, like, Fred, you see all this crazy shit going on?
These motherfuckers are crazy.
You can't say shit about it.
Jack went to go try to mess with the dragons. You say, what? He lost both his hands and he played bass.
Hey, you better just shut up, boy.
You better not gossip, because that gossip get back. They cutting your tongue. I ain't saying nothing.
I'm like, they the could. Band is just back there listening to all this, and they be wondering why leaks get out of their castle.
That's true. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think... like I said, we got to wait till 2024, but it'll be worth it whenever it happened. But that shit's going to be, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And it was no better person to deliver that news than Damon, because Damon ready for war off top.
He
so
ready.
Like, he knew, like, oh yeah, I'm definitely telling her this guy. I know what time it is now. It's time. And Damon think they killed the king. You don't know that he just naturally died. So.
Yeah.
Which I can't blame them.
Yeah.
If they did all this other stuff, I would think they killed them too.
These people are like the Egyptians. They just fucking and fighting. That's what it's about. Fucking and fighting.
Because it ain't no entertainment. Ain't nothing else to do.
Fucking and fighting.
Fucking cousins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking
all
cousins.
These people, you got to
keep,
keep
it in the bloodline.
Uncles and, uncles and nieces. Oh, just, it don't,
they everybody. Don't even keep it in the bloodline. She out here fucking her soldier. Those two kids are bastards.
Bastards.
Her husband was gay.
Yeah.
She had no choice.
Husband wanted the booty.
And that's another thing. They make one black guy gay. They make another black guy. Now, the last black guy that's left is hobbling around. Talk about he the sea king. Come on, can we have one strong black? Where my Malcolm X of medieval
strong,
time?
He's strong black man.
He went to battle for six years.
I mean, huh?
He went to battle for 6 years.
And we didn't see none of
it.
They didn't show none of his battle.
And he survived that fever. You know how fevers take niggas out back then.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That was COVID.
The last
then,
black guy got took out by fever. Great.
No, he didn't. He survived.
He survived. He held strong.
And not only did he survive, he secured all the seas.
And they said black people can't swim. He the king of the seas. Come on, man.
He secured all the seas.
See, this is how they playing with y'all.
Also,
the joke's on you.
Also, you know how locks look in movies. They did the good locks in House of Dragons. Remember Mekhi Phifer and 8 Mile?
Duh.
And you remember Anthony Anderson locks?
Yes.
They be bad in movies.
Well, I will say
these locks in
the
House
of
Dragons
look good.
The one
that escaped from his death, the gay guy, his locks looked a little eh.
I mean, Maybe it was just a rough day on set that day.
I mean, for a gay guy, you know it's going to be laid.
I mean, it should be.
No, because he was worried about getting laid, so he didn't care about his hair.
He took off. He shaved off his head. But let me ask you this last question on it. Where do you think he's going to end up? Because I was asking, like, is he going to play into this somehow? Like,
honestly, I don't see a need for him as of yet. Like, his character wasn't that big of a need already. His character served his purpose to make it think the parent that he died to his parents, because they think, you know, that she had something to do with his death.
Right.
And then also, they needed someone so she could have sex with other people and then eventually get with Damon. So he did his purpose. This storyline seems complete to me.
Yeah.
I don't see a purpose because he wasn't like this great fighter or something to come back for war. Like, I don't know. Unless they want to surprise the parents and be like, you're alive. Where have you been?
Or unless he just argues with his agent and just says, fight for me. Get me back on there.
Get me back on season 2.
Fight for me.
I'm glad that I hate it, but I'm glad they're taking time so they do it right.
Yeah, they got, because I ain't think when they said 2024, I'm like, God, man, I thought it was going to be at least next year.
I loved at the end when they talk about the episode. That'd be my favorite part. Like, should be good.
Uncle went to go see the ancient dragon that's been around, that's an old ass dragon, too. They said it was his great or his grandfather's or something like that. Like, that name was just chilling. That dragon, I'm just trying to think of what that dragon was doing before the camera showed up. Like, just sleeping. Like,
What's a dragon to do? They're just out there chilling. Like, that's one of the coolest things. Like, out here, we got dragons as pets. These are pets.
Kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
They ain't necessarily pets. Because
they obviously do their own thing sometimes. Because that boy, he didn't mean for the dragon to spit fire at the other dragon.
The dragon did that on his own. That's because he said heal to me, like, you know, because he went off because the dragon was upset because the other dragon was fucking chasing with him. So he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna spit at you. And the other dragon said, all right, brother,
I'm gonna eat you. He didn't even eat. He just took one bite.
That shit was huge.
He didn't even swallow. He just let everything fall out of his mouth.
It was huge.
So it has to be, what is the uncle's name again?
Damon.
It's gonna be Damon versus Aemon.
Wait, you talking about the uncle on his
uncle. The one on the dragon that killed the boy, Luke, that's Damon. That's Aemon.
That's Aemon,
Aemon. So, and the uncle
back home
that's fucking his niece is
that's Damon.
That's Damon. Yeah, so it's gonna be,
wait, is his name Aemon? I don't know if his name Aemon with one eye.
Yeah, that's Aemon.
And Aemon?
I thought it was a different name.
No, Aemon. So it's going to be big-ass dragon versus big-ass dragon. Because that's the only thing center for. He got the biggest dragon on his side, and this would be the biggest dragon on their side. So I'm assuming it's
going
to be
two blind bitches going at each other.
just stop.
All right, so Amanda, you sent us this this robber video. Do you want to explain before, or you want
the robber one?
Or you want to just play the video?
Oh, shout out to Michael Latham on our IG. He sent us this video. I thought it was really funny.
Let me just make sure audio's still rolling. All right, cool, we good. All right, cool. Make sure we got Mike Mendez in here, so we got to do our own audio.
All right. I wonder. Let me turn off the heat too. Let me turn off the heat.
I'm like, why is it getting so hot? Rolling.
Keep rolling.
Y'all can go.
Oh, okay.
Now let's wait so you can cut this whole segment out.
All right. Segment. Woody doesn't know y'all's. I ain't cutting out nothing. I'm gonna cut to my face right here. And I'm just gonna talk. How y'all doing today? Everybody doing well? We could treat this as an ad for hot houses because it just got hot. All right, so here's this video. Basically, this guy.
Oh! I'm so sorry. One last thing on the Game of Thrones thing.
Yeah.
We ain't talk about my man that was masturbating to the queen's foot.
Oh yeah.
Oh, come on, we got to talk about this.
That was interesting.
Niggas had foot fetishes for centuries.
But how cool is that? Like, when you know when he goes to the barbershop, you know I be jerking off to the queen's foot. Yeah. She be pulling out. I be giving her a little information.
He's going to die.
You think he's going to die?
He's not going to survive this whole House of Dragons.
But he's been helping her. Oh, you talking about just in general?
In general, niggas like that always die. That's always conniving like that and use using her. Like, why do you think he got stuff on her and, you know, he doing stuff? That's why she let him, do that. So, like, he's not going to survive. Like, no one likes you.
It's like a masturbating of feet.
I mean, at some point, she had to be, all right, I'm cool with it.
I mean,
because she needed him. She needed him. And then he using her. And they're using each other. But
that's not a bad trade-off.
He ain't gonna survive.
I need information.
He gonna die.
I need your feet.
I need your feet. You got to show me them feet. You got to, hey.
He did it all under his creepy-ass skirt cloak, whatever you call it.
Skirt cloak.
He gonna die.
He definitely gonna die. But here's this video.
You might want to move those bottles. There's some stuff right by the bottles. You might want to.
So basically, y'all, this guy, I guess, broke into someone's house, and he said, I guess you got two options. I can call the cops, you can go to jail, or you can clean my bathroom.
I'm going to clean the fuck out that bathroom.
That bathroom going to be spotless.
I'm cleaning. I'm going to be so mad if he don't hold up the end of his bargain. Yeah. But I'm going to clean that bathroom.
I accidentally sent this to Marvin. He said, don't worry about expunging your record. You're going to expunge this tub.
That's funny.
You going to expunge this tub, nigga.
Because it's like, I mean, that's not a bad trade-off at all. Like, hey, listen, you clean this bathroom, I'll let you go.
Right.
I wonder how long that bathroom been sitting there then.
I know, for his mind, dude in your house, you stop. Like, yeah. The dude's breaking in, and y'all both stop and look at each other. You going to clean my tub.
You gonna clean my goddamn tub? All right?
You gonna clean my
most
tub?
Nowhere.
Even for
him. Let me say, either tub or tug. Which one you want?
Tub, nigga.
Nah, nigga.
He's either you gonna clean my tub or you gonna give me a tug.
Yeah, listen,
A tug.
Point me to the bathroom. Point me to the bathroom immediately.
And he pulled out his pants and he pointed that way. You better clean that tub. You better go fast. Get up out of here.
What you gonna do, bro?
I'm going to the tub. And as I'm walking to the bathroom, all right, I'm like,
look. He said either jail or tub. And you know you're gonna get 20 years. You just know that.
Either jail or tug?
You tugging them or you gonna go to jail for 20?
I got tugged that boy. Hey, brother. I don't wanna go there. I'm gonna go ahead and do that.
Y'all in the comments, y'all tugging or y'all doing 20? Y'all taking that 20 piece or you tugging?
They go to that 20 piece, you might not survive. So, yeah,
because you may be doing 20 and still tugging.
You better take that tug ASAP.
No, but I mean, you got to tug the dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, that just sounds horrible, even though I knew exactly what you meant. But.
Damn, man. That's two bad situations.
I'm jumping out the window. Fuck that.
I'm jumping out the
window. I broke in the window. I'm breaking out. I'm breaking the fuck out, nigga.
He's going to chase you with a dick fly. Hey, get back here.
Hey, well. I'm going to be like that dude that slipped when he broke into somewhere and ended up suing the dude. Right. I'm going to be like that.
You got to have the right state.
He was chasing me with his dick out. Sexual assault.
You do got to be in the right state. You know these laws be different.
That's embarrassing too, because you online now cleaning somebody's
you
tub.
Clean somebody's tub because you tried to rob him.
Somebody know him, like yo.
You try to be a tough guy, you end up being a tub guy. I mean, now you know.
That's good.
You get a doo doo.
It ain't gonna get no better than that, so you know to move on.
All right, what's this time traveler situation?
So this is a conspiracy theory for you. I know you do that on Mayhem Hour, but gotta bring it up. So Z sent me this. I'm going to let you listen to it. It's a short video on IG, but it was interesting about this time machine.
Mm.
1996, as a guest on the popular radio show Coast to Coast with Art Bell, a man named Mike Markham claimed to be building a working time machine. He allegedly had success with a smaller device, having thrown a screw into a vortex it created, and then having the screw reappear a few feet away a half a second later. Thanks to the radio show, Mark was able to raise money and parts to create a much larger device designed to run at 3 megawatts. Apparently, the machine required a massive amount of energy and utilized a rotating magnetic field. When asked what he would take with him on his planned time travel journey, Mark replied, only his cell phone. The following year, Mark disappeared. None of his friends had any idea where he could have gone.
Why?
And he was never heard from again. When it was brought up on the radio show, a caller noted a police report he discovered of a body being found on a California beach in the 1930s. The body appeared to be crushed from all directions as if it were shoved into a metal tube. The police report also notes a strange metal and plastic device found near the body, which today could be identified as a cell phone. In 1996, as a...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now look, there's all kind of conspiracies about time travel and time machines.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not saying this is true. It could really be fake, but the story at least checks out where, like, he was in the 90s. He said he only taken a cell phone. He time travels back in time. He dies because he ain't got all the way right, and they find a cell phone-like device next to him in the 30s.
So, now, okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You got it.
I got many questions, okay? Because I'm gonna be a, even though I love this shit, I'm gonna be a skeptic first and try to figure out, okay, let me, can questions be answered? Because one, how, why would they tie him to that body?
Because they said they looked at the police report because they were so baffled by, like, this body looked like it's been shoved in a tube, and then they got this device, they don't know what it is. This plastic that they never seen before in the 30s. And a lot of times people think about time travel going to the future, but a lot of times people want to go back too. So he may have went back in time and then they discovered that body, like some crazy shit.
Okay. You know, then my
time
next question,
and dimensions,
why wouldn't they just have a DNA test?
Well, that was the 30s. They didn't have all that then.
No, they found a body from the 30s.
No, he said it was a police report from the 30s. So they found a body then.
From the 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, yeah, that's what they're saying. Okay. Like the listener was listening, and he said he found a police report that kind of like didn't make sense until he heard that story. It connected with him. Like, they found his body that was like, they said it looked like he was mushed in a machine or something, and they found this plastic and square device with him that they could not identify. A nigga disappear after talking about time travel, and he only gonna take a cell phone, and you see that look like he been shoved in a tube and broken apart, and then he got this device that they don't know that is described like a cell phone.
It's interesting, that's no interesting. Doubt. It's hard for me to buy into that one. I would just need more evidence.
Yeah.
But because there's a lot of stuff. My thing is the conspiracy nowadays is that a lot of the conspiracies that are fed are the conspiracy. It's all bullshit, right? Because there's a story out right now that's been like making the waves of, I guess, TikTok and like YouTube shorts and stuff like that, of this guy who was, I guess, around the 1930s. That went to the Amazon or maybe someplace in Africa or some random place like this and found crazy shit, like floating type of island shit. And there's pictures of it. And you see him with like people that like don't look human. Like some look like Bigfoot people.
Yeah.
Right? And these pictures are real. Like, I mean, they're not like, it's not Photoshop necessarily,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you see all these pictures, and there's a story that accompanies it with everything. Like, it's telling the story of who he was, what he did. He's a famous expeditionist. I forgot his name, but it's an expeditionist. Expeditionist that found. But turns out, anyway, that the whole thing is AI generated. It's all fake pictures. It's not even like I'm talking about somebody took a picture with costumes on. No. It's all AI.
What you mean? Like,
it's all artificial intelligence made that image.
Oh, so they saying like some other being took that photo. Are you saying like made that photo?
No.
Artificial intelligence we got made.
Yeah, somebody here like a
3D printer type shit? What you saying?
No, like an AI, they use technology in computers like AI to just type in what they want as a picture.
It
shows up. It creates a picture, and it looks realistic as fuck. And it's like, and people will put out stories with these pictures, and you can get away with a lot. I mean, I could take you and put you somewhere, and you will be like, when the fuck was I there? You know what I'm saying? Like it looks that legit. Yeah,
yeah. But the life he lives, you would have to question it, because he'd be out. At least he used to be out.
Was
a lot.
Right.
So he would have to question it.
So I'm saying, like,
depending what year it is.
So now what we really have to watch out for is the lies of the lie.
Yeah.
Like, not just that, you know, is this conspiracy true, but is this conspiracy completely doctored to make people believe?
The funny thing about this one, I don't even care if it's real or fake. I just like the conversation behind it. Because it's just interesting that it's not outlandish. You know, of course time travel and all that is crazy, but if we just, you know, ground time travel, how he did it is not outlandish. They ain't saying like he went back to Jesus and saved him and all that. They just saying he made a mistake and maybe went back to the 30s and they found the cell phone. Like, that don't sound too unrealistic if it is truth to time, building a time travel machine.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
It don't sound
crazy. It ain't like what you saying, this AI floating pyramids, like, maybe it was true, but like that sounds crazier than what this is.
It's just so much shit that we don't know.
Exactly.
So that's why it's like, man.
It's so much shit they keep from us.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't handle knowing it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't know what's real or not. I don't know if you're real right now. I'm looking at you.
I'm not even here right now.
That's the thing. You could be from the future and just living out of projection of you.
That's still,
and leading us somewhere.
One of the scariest things we always talk about is if you walk outside. So imagine yourself, you walk outside and you just go into the mailbox. And when you go to the mailbox, you look up and it's you looking at you across the street.
Oh, yeah.
But then you take off running.
And the other you
takes off
running. What you doing?
I got to chase you. Hey! Because like, what the? I'm going to either be like, I shouldn't chase him to mess up the timeline, or should I chase him? Like, I need to find out about this. Because if I see me, at first I'm like, ain't no way I got a twin. Like, nah. Like,
I feel like you do have to chase
him. You got to.
Because, I mean, it feels like it's going to come back at some point.
Yeah.
It's like I need to figure out. So this is there like three more gonna pop up next? I don't know what's about to happen.
And then are you from the past or the future? Like if you saw you with hair, you obviously that's from the past. So well, then you gonna chase them and see like what's about to happen.
He trying to make jokes. It could be me from the future. Who knows?
You got a unit.
I ain't getting no goddamn unit.
Hey, you be upset. Your future self like, hey man, we did it. We went unit.
When I see him up there and I find out it's a unit, I'm gonna beat his ass. Look,
they gonna say, hey, and like in the future, Jamie Foxx and LeBron got together and they figured out a natural way to make hair grow back.
Yeah.
It's not a unit, it's natural. It's a cream they found or something, and it grows your hair back.
I'll be down for that. I said anything natural. If it's your real hair, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen dudes now. Well, Akon just got his hairline back. I talked about this.
Yeah, he did.
Akon got his hairline back. They said it looked like, it's really low, but
it's low.
It's back. And it's just real hair. He said people going to Turkey to get it done for like $7,000.
I mean, so what do you think about going to Turkey? Not right now.
Straight.
I guess he gave thanks and they gave him his hairline back in Turkey.
Hilarious. Drake and 21 Savage. Let's talk about it.
So they just announced they got a joint album dropping this Friday.
I did.
And I'm not gonna lie, they make good music together. I wanted the y'all. You know, we've been saying Drake and Rick Ross, a jazzy beat type boss top album, which we would be great, but. Him and 21 Savage make good music together. All the songs they made together actually are good. I have my ranking order of them, but they're actually pretty good. So yeah. I think that may be a highly anticipated album to close out the year.
That may be solid, yeah.
And they just announced it, right?
Yeah.
So and it's coming out this week?
Yeah, Friday? So I think yesterday or the day before, he dropped a video for Jimmy Cooks and start off, and it's just Drake do his verse, and he stopped. The beat switch, and then the album announcement come up. So
okay,
I didn't see that.
Jimmy Cooks or Jimmy, what's the name of the song?
Yeah, Jimmy Cooks.
The
thing is, 21 is really good because he makes good music with J. Cole as well.
Mm-hmm.
He makes good music with Drake.
It's arguably that he makes better music with J. Cole because them songs really be hitting for me.
Yeah, he's solid. So yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be one of those albums like What a Time to Be Alive type of thing. I think it'd be something that we write.
And that's the first thing I thought. And I was like, which one you think going to be better? Because a lot of people didn't like What a Time to Be Alive.
What a Time to Be Alive go off.
I liked it. I loved the title of it. I think this has potential to be better.
What did that have on it? What a Time to Be Alive.
You had Jumpman. You had Scholarship.
Digital Dash.
Yeah. Okay. But I think this has a chance to be better.
I think
21 will go places that Future won't. And subject matter, possibly, too. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You think 21's a better rapper in general than Future?
Oh, man, 21 be ripping his verses.
He be ripping his verses.
What I like about 21, everyone in Atlanta so fast, and he just slow it down.
Yeah.
But he be rapping.
He be talking about some shit.
But here's the thing. I always say this. When Future is in his bag at 100%, that nigga is crazy.
He crazy with it.
He be having certain flows. Like, when he really in his bag, I don't know if 21 can touch Future when he full in his bag. But I think right now, 21 is the better artist. I think he's the better artist. He could arguably be the better rapper, honestly. I wouldn't be mad at that. But when Future is operating at 100%, That shit crazy.
That shit is wild. He said he like a robot.
It's crazy. I'm actually looking forward to it. Ain't something I was like, I want this, but when it's gonna be served, like, I might listen to.
It's like you wasn't hungry, but somebody brought you a little snack.
You know, one of my favorite snacks. Yeah, I may dibble dabble in that.
Brought you a few chips in there.
Yeah, come on now.
Payless prank. You said this was from a little while ago.
Yeah, there was this video I seen recently, but I think it happened in 2018. But I just thought this was really interesting. It was Payless did a campaign. Yeah, I think it was 2018.
My bad.
Yeah.
Before we go too far, since we brought up J. Cole.
Yeah.
You remember that Run J. Cole song? He was on everyone's song doing this. As soon as Kendrick came back, it just got quiet. I'm not saying like purposely what happened, because just even if Kendrick didn't, it would have got quiet. But it's like, it just, it's like everything stopped with J. Cole as soon as Kendrick came back.
But I feel like crazy. That usually happens. Usually Cole kind of puts out something and then disappears.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying he was doing all the features. He was everywhere.
He was everywhere.
Then Kendrick dropped and it just stopped.
I feel like both of them kind of do that.
I mean, makes sense. Yeah, that's true.
And then last thing I'll say, that Pusha T album still holding up.
Still
man.
Holding
that
up, B.
I keep going back to that. Holding up. That album is so freaking fire, man. That album is so good. Like, just so you remember is my shit.
When you texted me the other day about it, and I thought, I was like, I can't really think of another album that I like better than that thus far. That I'm like, yo, this is in the hip hop, you know?
Because you said that arguably is the best album of the year.
Yeah.
Rap album of the year.
Yes, rap album
and
of the year.
I had to think, but I didn't have time to fully flesh that out, guys. You know, it'd be hard to remember everyone who dropped in the year. So it's like, I know Drake dropped. I know Kendrick dropped. Mm-hmm. Didn't J. Cole drop his album this year?
I believe so. That's the
J. Cole.
Did he?
Did Tyler drop his album?
No, Future dropped for sure. You said Future? It was Future, Kendrick.
Can you look it up? It was, say rap albums of 2022. Because I need to see that to make that claim.
Let's see. Future. We got Conway the Machine, Saba, Benny the Butcher. That's all 2022. Earl Sweatshirt, Billy Woods, Kendrick Lamar, Pusha T, Black Star, Vince Staples.
Oh, I like that album.
Gunna, Jid. Jid had a pretty good album.
Yeah, I like that album too.
Jid had a pretty good
album.
And
it was a lot of substance in there.
Jack Harlow, that's for y'all. Last one's left. Let's see.
Let me see.
Wrong fuck with Logic, right?
Yeah, the beat making program.
Future. 42 Doug.
42 Doug just sounds. That's not like a
Joey Badass. That wasn't a bad album.
Oh, yeah. Joey Badass.
Black Thought, Earth Gang, Donda 2.
Earth Gang.
Lil Durk, Action Bronson, Freddie Gibbs. I didn't get to finish that. Yeah.
Okay. I fuck with Freddie Gibbs album.
I do like
Young Boy. Lloyd Banks.
DJ I'm sorry, Khaled, why that make me laugh.
The game, Drillmatic, 2 Chainz, French Montana.
Oh shit!
All niggas drop. Fuck. Cordae, Fabio Foreign, West Side Gun.
But when you talk about the top tier right there, it's gonna be Pusha T.
Pusha T go album
for sure.
I like Vince's album. I did really like Vince's album. I like Kendrick's album.
I put Pusha T's above Kendrick's.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I think I enjoy Pusha T's album more than Kendrick. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm biased, too, because I'm biased to a concise album. I like 10, 12 songs max. Solid. Like, right. I don't like 20 songs and all that. Like, let me just digest 10 things.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Just
that's why I love what Pusha T did. He keep dropping concise.
And each one of them go off.
And they go off. And he just rapping in the beats. This is like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's definitely up there for me.
Yeah.
I think it's Dad and Kendrick. J. Cole didn't drop album? J. Cole didn't drop this year? Look that. Because I didn't see Drake even on there. So it may be Put J. Cole album 2022,
I don't think
maybe.
He one.
Why am I? That's already a bad sign if I'm.
Yeah, no. He
but Jid album was really good too, man. A lot of substance on there.
J. Cole's was last year, the off season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite rap albums that I can think of right now is Pusha T, Vince Staples, Kendrick, Jid. Hey, I like Jid.
Jid's album. Sorry.
What's up with us North Carolina niggas being born in Germany? I didn't know he was born in Germany.
Who?
J. Cole in Frankfurt.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Why ain't North Carolina the goddamn military base state of the world?
That was random. But all right, so what's this Payless prank you want? Or do you want to talk about it?
I mean, I thought it was just interesting that Payless did this prank back like in 2018, I think, where they opened up a store. They were just testing. They wanted to show that the idea of high fashion.
I've seen this prank
this
now.
Stuff
yeah,
is,
know,
you
know
what I'm
exactly
talking about?
Talking about yeah.
They that the idea of high fashion is kind of, you know, stupid.
Yeah.
And so they opened up a new store, started a new brand mm-hmm. called, I think it was Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Palace. But, and they said it was by Italian designer Giorgio Palacio, something like that. Oh, it's over long now. And they opened up a store in LA, and it said that brand, and they had their same shoes from Payless, and they upcharged 1,600%. So shoes went from $34 to whatever. There are people paying $600, $700, $1,500 for shoes. They invited a whole bunch of influencers out. They invited, you see people taking pictures and all this shit with it, and people were buying the shit up. And as soon as some of the influencers bought some of the stuff, they finally told them and gave them back their money and said, "You keep the shoes." And so it was just interesting to me how our perception of things can really
people
you know
buy things just off perception because they want to keep up with Joneses or the Kardashians, as they say now. So if it just got a brand name, they'll rock it because it make them be like, I made it or I did this. People place value on material things all the
time.
It's
crazy. So, and it affected our culture the worst, I think, in many ways.
Because we got to show that we got money versus, you know, people that's used to money. They don't even care for that. Like, look at all the NFL players. I seen the craziest jury this year and last year than I've ever seen in NFL.
Like
Trayvon Diggs, you see the chain he wear during the game?
That shit look crazy.
During the game?
During the game.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they are wearing some of the craziest things right now. Let me try to find it. I keep talking about
it. Like, nigga, go play defense. You out here.
Well, he do that, but that's why he can afford the chain.
And it's like, now is not the time either. One of our running back, before the season started, got shot.
Yeah.
Well, you know why. Went to that. That's what happens when you're in that dumpster of a team. I mean, well, you can see it a little bit here, but look at this.
Oh, he got some color and everything in that.
Yeah, like, and he ain't only. I see it on all the teams, picture, but they be wearing, like, they
be
wearing
mad if that broke on the film.
They full, like, jewelry. I'm like, yeah.
Like, 3-4 chains on. I'm like,
we just have a necessity to just show it off, huh?
I mean, the Egyptians did it, and they black.
But Egyptians, to like, them, gold was
here's
probably
the chain again,
like,
you can see
grapes.
All the colors. And like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that shit's wild. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah.
And then you see all the grills. They don't even wear mouthpieces so they can show the grill. Like, everyone grilled. I'm like, I'm talking about diamonds. Like Alvin Kamara, straight diamonds. Yeah, like, when he smile every time, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, why?
It's
I mean, if you like it, you like it. You can buy what you want, but don't get it just because you like, I got to get this because it's this Gucci. Nah, I got to like it.
I think there's a certain respect level, though, for people that admit they wear fake jewelry nowadays, though.
But it's
like
stupid.
People that can afford it that wear it.
That's stupid to me.
That is kind of
you
stupid
spending real money on, like Jay-Z said in his
song.
No.
They're not spending real money on fake. Not real. Like, not.
They ain't spending their money to buy the fake jewelry?
I'm talking about somebody just admitted recently that they bought fake, like, every, like, red carpet thing they go to.
Oh, you're talking like when Chad Ozingo did what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, he brought it up. Yeah.
Well, see,
like,
that's different
because
he's talking about Claire's.
Yeah,
but I'm saying people will spend like thousands on the fake stuff even Jay-Z said it in the verse. That's the first thing that made me think. But he like, y'all spend real money on fake jewelry. That's because he said it. What song is that on?
Yeah, that don't make sense.
Oh, it's on the Pusha T in him, the neck and wrist.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like they spend thousands on fake, real money on fake jewelry.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
To
yeah,
keep, but like, crazy. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's
to me.
No, that's
I mean, stupid. I don't see how anyway that makes sense. Get you real jewelry if you got the money.
They don't have the money to get the real one, so they got to get the fake one, which is still going, the replica going to cost you, but it ain't going to be what the real price is. Cause they want to look the part.
Yeah, that's retarded, wild.
Man. Like the clout thing, this generation is crazy. Like, you know, the Miko Worldwide dude that be interviewing all the hood people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He recently got robbed,
damn,
and in Tennessee. And I remember when I used to watch him. I remember the dude who robbed him because he did an episode with him. I guess he went back. They stole his chain. They stole some other stuff. I guess like they took him and then stole all this stuff. Then they get online saying, "Yeah, we just robbed him," and showing everything. Now they all got arrested, the three that was on the camera, and he facing 75 years.
Wait. So it was his ex-homie.
No. This dude named Miko Worldwide, he go to hoods and interview people in the hood.
But I'm saying his ex-homie is the one that robbed
it's
him?
Not his homie.
It's not necessarily his homie. He just go to these hoods and interview people. So one of the people he interviewed ended up, I don't know if they ended up having beef or something. They went back, but he robbed them. He robbed the interviewer dude.
Straight online.
And I guess he kept him because they said he getting charged with robbery and kidnapping. So, you know, if you just hold someone against their will, that's kidnapping. They ain't got to be like they pulled up.
Damn,
but it's like he facing 75 years. But in the video, he like, yeah, they showing the chain. Yeah, we just got that boy.
Evidence.
It's like for clout. Like you trying to be cool saying I robbed this dude. Now you facing 75 years. That's the dumbest shit
ever.
That's
dumb as fuck.
I just don't understand.
Like clout
that's
is
dumb
is
as fuck.
It's crazy.
A drug. That shit is a drug.
It's a drug. It's attention is a drug.
That shit is a drug. Since we was talking about sports a minute ago, I don't know if y'all seen this, but this dude with his last name, he has the best last name in sports. I'm going to let you hear the announcer.
The one you showed me?
It's shit, because I didn't get to talk about
the basketball player?
Yeah,
that shit crazy.
About it on here.
Ho, you fat?
And listen to what he said. He said, yes, that.
Wait. Is that really like...
Fat.
Like born with that name,
and he black too, right?
I think his father or somebody might be Asian or something like. But yeah, Ho You Fat, that shit funny. That shit.
Like if you can't monetize that,
you gotta
I don't know
that.
What you
Ho
get.
You
like,
Fat.
I'm going to flip that and make money
absolutely.
Off my name as Ho
so,
You Fat
all the way.
Like
all
I'm
the
naming,
way.
I gotta start a restaurant.
Eat it at
Ho You Fat.
You just better not be sensitive as a kid because you'll turn into a dark person.
And, and look, it gotta be a healthy restaurant.
Ho You Fat.
Yeah.
The
where you come to.
The salad bar.
Oh, yeah. So you to get healthier because Ho You Fat.
Ho You Fat. Like, I gotta
and
play
I'm not saying
everything.
That to be mean. I'm just saying my last name.
Yeah. I just gotta play off
of
that.
Nah, that shit. For every time you shoot Ho You Fat with another shot. Like,
oh, my God.
That's funny.
You know, there isn't there like stuff called slutty eggs or
slutty vegan,
slutty vegan or something like that. Yeah. He need
burger.
Team up with them.
Yeah,
come out with a Ho You Fat burger.
Ho You Fat burger. I just thought that shit was funny.
That's funny as hell.
But I'm gonna skip the one, but because I'm gonna go straight to this sports one. So this says she's 16 and already 6'6".
Is her last name Skinny Broad?
She done that with ease.
She bringing the WNBA back.
She's 6 what now?
6'6".
You said back?
Yeah, it was just bringing it back because at one point it was doing its thing. You got to cheer.
Is that rim lower?
Y'all.
No, I'm just legitimately asking.
No, that rim ain't lower because
she's
6'6".
Yeah, she's 6'6".
But I'm saying, you still got to jump for a normal size.
No,
Michael Jordan got to jump to still dunk. He's
6'6". Yeah, but he ain't got but
she was just like,
Yeah,
like
but he could do that right there. He could do that, too.
I could do that.
I've seen Shaq jump up and do this. He still got jump a little bit. She just barely jumping and dunking.
I seen Shaq also dunk just like that. He jumping because he wanted to jump with more force, but you know.
On, believe man. Me.
So when she gets to WNBA, you know, we gotta, you know, show up. We gotta show up and support the dunk.
Is her name Ho You Saw?
I don't know what her name is actually. Oh, Dominique Malonga.
Oh, she African.
That's a good name. Yeah, that sounds like an athlete.
Yeah, Malonga. Dominique by the dominate.
Yeah, dominating Dominique.
Dominating Dominique. And man, that's going to be his favorite
place. We going.
He going to get a jersey.
When she come to L.A., when she get drafted, we going to the game, front row seats, courtside.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Ho You Fat got a sister that played basketball.
That would be great.
That would be so fantastic.
That's my favorite player.
That's my favorite player immediately. I'm talking about if ever. Above LeBron, anybody. Yeah. Like,
who's your favorite top five? Well, first off, we got
Ho You Fat. Ho You Fat got to be number one. Because the things he did with that name, did with that name.
Incredible.
Then Hot Sauce.
Blonde Fury.
No, I'm talking about basketball players. Hot Sauce. Ho You Fat, Hot Sauce.
The Professor.
Bird from Above the Rim.
And Denzel.
Kenny from Six Man.
Air Bud. And you got to throw an Air Bud.
Yeah, throw an Air Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud. I'm with that list right there.
Yeah, top five. Yeah, that's solid.
I don't know why they didn't play invisible defense with Air Bud. I would have put him that invisible little shit that shock him when they try to come. Every time you try to come past half court, he going to stop.
That's been done. We've talked about that, but it's just the fact that this nigga is hitting the ball with his snout and niggas just can't block him.
And here's the thing. Hollywood know what they doing promoting these white dogs.
That's a white
like
dog.
A golden retriever is a white man.
Definitely a
white
dog.
They ain't never make a movie about like a pit bull or a Rottweiler. Every time it's one of them, they aggressive. Like when they made Cujo, it was an aggressive dog.
Pitbulls are one of the best dogs ever.
Yeah, listen, a golden retriever is a blue-collar worker.
Oh, yes.
That's like Larry David.
Yeah, yeah. There's blue-collar
or Steve Young.
No. A golden retriever is not a blue-collar worker. A golden retriever.
It's a rich white man.
He got
property
well
in San Fran.
Okay.
Yes.
Golden Gate Bridge.
He owns, like, what's a shed? Not a shed. What do they call it when they go on vacation in the woods or something? They
have like cabin?
A cabin. Yeah. He's one of them cabin owners. He got timeshares.
His name's
Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. Steve the Golden Retrieve.
Like
coffee every morning. Like, so, okay.
Yeah, like that's a white man. A Golden Retriever is a white man. Like,
if he had on a shirt, it would be a red plaid shirt.
Gotcha. It's like, I know in the dog world, they be looking at him like that's white privilege.
That's white, yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Golden Retriever for sure got white privilege.
Because look, they own most of the advertisements of dog foods. There's always a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Most commercials, golden retriever.
They always smiling because they ain't got nothing to be
one of my favorite kid movies and dog movies, Homeward Bound, Golden Retriever, Air Bud, Golden Retriever. Like, privilege.
That's the thing.
Privilege pup.
Hollywood dogs need to start a strike because Golden Retriever's getting a lot of those roles.
They're getting all the roles for the good dogs and stuff. Dogs, yeah. Living
Pit
life.
And Rottweilers and Doberman Pinschers, all them, they need to get their just due. They need
stop typecasting
representation.
Dogs. They've been typecasting.
And you got to understand, if all the Chihuahuas stop working in the city, the city's a wrap for at least
done.
A week.
City's done for at least a week.
Yeah.
Who do you think's working?
Yeah.
Who do you think's holding down all the small stuff?
Y'all think Chihuahua's shaking because they cold? No, they got anxiety.
They got anxiety.
They overwork.
You know how hard it is to be out here working that hard?
They out here shaming Chihuahuas.
At that size,
They outworking their size.
They hanging outside a dog depot trying to get jobs. And y'all, look, come on, man.
Stop trying to build the wall for the Chihuahuas.
They got Chihuahua bodies, but y'all trying to get them to do Great Dane work.
Exactly.
It ain't right, man.
Leave the Doberman pitches in the hood alone.
Gold Retrievers are named Steve and Phil.
Two names.
It's even a divide in the retriever world because like the Golden Retrievers, they in the house. They get in the movies.
Right.
The brown, the black labs,
right?
They out hunting. They got to hunt. They got to be in the field.
They got to round up the sheep.
They
got to
go grab the duck when the owner shoot it and stuff.
Right, right.
And
right.
They don't get none of that duck. They don't eat no duck.
See, that's the
while the golden retriever chilling at the house with the kids and chilling.
You want to know the nickname for a black lab?
What?
Boy.
That's true.
You want to know that?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Come here, boy.
Hey,
come
boy.
Here, boy.
Come here, boy.
Come here, boy.
Is this you know? Racism is deep, nigga.
It definitely runs deep.
Like y'all was even on that. Me and the man have been ahead of y'all.
Been on
like,
the game.
Y'all ain't on. Y'all on them cats and shit.
Nah, we talk about these canine crimes.
I'm telling you, man. And then they turned them against us.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And we not even gonna get on them German dogs.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
If we go down them German dogs,
yeah.
It's gonna get really spicy
in here.
Yeah,
that's another thing. That's
we already know how racist them German dogs are.
Definitely.
Every time I walk by one, it's barking.
Barking.
Oh yeah. And everybody know the British dogs be stuck up with their ugly ass faces. Why they always got a monocle on? Roof.
Oh man. All right. Well, let's get to this last one. this thing says janitor caught on camera dipping his penis into a woman's water bottle, infecting her with an incurable STD.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
A married mother of two daughters says she was infected with an incurable sexual transmitted disease after janitor tainted her water bottles at her office.
Sounds convenient. Sounds convenient.
Lucio Diaz, 50.
She may have been cheating.
Has been charged with indecent assault and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Both charges are related to the victim. This individual is a sick man. The 54-year-old victim, who did not want to be identified, told our sister station in Houston. She said in August she noticed a foul smell in the water dispenser at the doctor's office on the East Freeway where she works. Afterwards, she vowed to drink only water from bottles that she bought to work. Then in late September, she thought her own water bottle had been tainted with urine. Court records show a urinalysis confirmed it, but it was the spy camera that she bought left no questions. She said she shared only a still image from the video, but allowed ABC to watch it in entirety. Pulls out his penis and put his penis in my bottle. Basically rinses his penis in the water, she explained.
Why?
And this is the picture right here. It's just like...
Why?
Lord have mercy.
Why?
There's never a why. Why just your bottle?
Man, you gotta trust. You really gotta be careful who you hire as a janitor. You really gotta be careful because think about it. They the ones in the office late night, at night.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you don't know whose desk is gonna have sperm on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they late night dip dipping.
Damn.
Was this the same dude that made Buddy clean the tub?
No, he looked like he be dicking. He looked like he be dipping.
And what STD did he give her?
It didn't say. It just said incurable.
An incurable STD, bro. That's dark.
His dick was on fire.
That water. You know how bad
it said, he's on fire.
You know how bad that water had to taste for her to notice that in the first place. Like, why the water so weird around here? Why my water tasting different? Like, I wouldn't even think that's what's happening.
No,
I would have never thought that someone dipping their dick in my water. And then I'm like...
That's the last thing I'm ever thinking.
You gotta fight.
And that's why I think, like, this is why my mom used to say as a kid, don't be eating out. But she'd be like,
at people's houses or like...
No, just don't be eating out, even restaurants. She'd be like, don't be eating, don't eat at home. And she used to say that because she's like, don't trust other people making your food. You don't know what they're doing in the back.
Had an experience at a restaurant. I'm not going to bring it. I'll tell you after air where we seen some stuff like, yeah, I ain't eating this.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I ain't eating this. And you would have never known.
And that's what I'm saying. You just don't know. And even when the food tastes great,
you just don't know
who's dick dipping out back there.
Somebody back there dick dipping.
You just don't know. When where you order your food through
Uber Eats.
We don't know. A quick little dip in your drink.
That's why they seal it the way it is.
The drink too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll put a whole tape thing over the part where you gotta put the straw, like, and then you gotta rip it off. Let me break it down.
Of a dick dipper. You don't know what he would go through. You don't know.
Of a dick dipper.
You don't understand.
That's a great line, right there.
That might be a title.
Dick dipper. You gotta be the bigger of a D dipper.
Yeah, bigger of a D dipper.
But unless they just got the same stuff that they using, then yeah. But I'm just saying, they do go to those measures. And I think COVID really did it. Because before COVID, but COVID really, like, they be sealing up the bags and everything, make sure, but you know.
Just think, everybody out there, everybody who's a guy, just think of when you tried to hide porn from your parents, what you would go through to get that jack off or whenever you did as a kid. Think of what you used to hide things and the way you used to meticulously put things away and all that shit. Now think if what turns you on is dick dipping.
Dick dipping.
What meticulous things are you gonna go around and do to make sure you get away with this shit?
It off nice and slow.
But you can't do that no more. Like those days of being,
I'm done eating now.
those days of being a dick dipper is done.
Yeah,
is it?
Because cameras? There's too many cameras. Yeah, there's like cameras. It's certain crimes.
Not in the car.
Certain crimes you can't do no more. Like those things is just done. It's too much cameras. Yeah. You know, like Nipsey used to say it all the time for gangs. Like you can't commit crimes anymore. They ping your cell phone. It's like you was in the area when this happened.
Nip
like
ain't never dipped dick.
No, yeah, Nip ain't never dick dip. But these other people out here, the vigor of a dick dip is crazy.
The vigor of a dip dick. Yeah. A dick dipper.
Telling you, dog.
I just had to bring it up. It was like, man, my nigga, come on, man.
Wait, what? I need to know how long he got. Like, look that up. How long he facing. Because obviously he arrested. How long is he facing? And how many other people in this job got to go get tested? Everyone got to go get tested.
Because
he was contaminating the office water before he started individually attacking.
The idea of even using...
Because he said, I started bringing my own water when the water started smelling foul and tasting foul at the office.
So,
you know what nasty shit too? Like I seen people drink water out of a water fountain at a public park.
No, never.
That is the most disgusting thing. I don't care how far it shoots
I've seen people pick up their dogs and let their dogs like that. Never.
I seen homeless people just fucking they I saw a homeless dude walk up to it, pull down his pants, and he stuck it up his ass.
No, he did.
But it's just outside. Birds, anything can land on that. It's outside. I'm not drinking off that.
Well, investigators say that 13 more people have been a victim to Diaz, and he can face more charges, but it don't show the charges.
People like that, like
he's the father of 7 children and his wife, so he been dick dipping for a while.
Look, oh my God. People like that when it's really proven.
Does his wife know he has STD now?
When it's really proven. Gotta get castrated.
That's dark.
I mean, that's how you stop dick dippers.
I ain't gonna front though.
Because that's what they doing in South Africa now. Like, if you get convicted of rape, you get castrated.
Ooh,
but see,
yeah.
It's scary. That's scary.
Because if
like,
you wrongly
like,
convicted.
Nah, you gotta be 100% before you decide to castrate somebody.
Yeah,
but like, he's caught.
Yeah.
You on video doing it. So it's like, we see you. You did it. You gave her, you getting castrated.
You've been dick dipping and now it's dick ripping. You gotta get it.
Damn. Ooh. Yeah. Lord, like one of them baboons or something ripping. Oh. They just tell you. Just put them in a room with a baboon.
What they call the thing they used to chop off the head with
the guillotine?
The guillotine. They got, you gotta put your thing in there.
Oh, and the guillotine just come down. Do I gotta sit like that too? Yeah. Oh, that's just
you gotta stand up. You gotta be able to see it coming down.
Oh my God!
They gonna come get a girl to get you hard first, and then put it on there.
Oh, that's terrible. they do it right before you come.
Right
before you bust a nut, they go zing.
That's it for today. I can't talk about no more dick dipping.
Yeah, this got dark.
The vigor of dick dipping, man.
This got some Game of Thrones.
that's an episode title, The Vigor of the Dick Dipper.
Yeah, The Vigor of the Dick Dipper.
The D-Dipper. The Vigor of a D-Dipper. That's the title for this episode. I don't care. The Vigor of a D-Dipper.
Oh, my God.
That shit is funny. The Vigor of a Dick Dipper. All
right, y'all. Yes, and for those who are wondering, we got in contact with the young facial lady. Give us about
correct how you say that.
With the young massage therapist.
She was supposed to come on today, wasn't she? She was supposed to come on today.
She's in the middle of getting her BBL, so we'll wait till after she gets that. We're going to ask some questions. It's going to be a funny episode, so give us about 2-3 weeks to get that going. And also make sure you donate to the Cash App to pay for it.
Yes.
CTH Podcast. Make sure you follow all the socials, CTH Podcast and Comedy Trap House on Facebook. And we'll see you guys next week.
Peace. Parsley.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.